Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is this an okay area? Or you
I think we're fine. Okay. Yeah, I think we're just fine. And, you know, just this time, how long have you been in this building, in this house?
Since November. So.
How does it work for you? What does it do for you that a normal house could?
Well, it's got the... everything's run with Alexa, so I can turn off and on the TV and the lights. I can change channels. I can open doors. I can also turn off and on my computer when I pull up to it. So it's actually pretty impressive.
And this was a Gaishinese?
Correct.
And so what do you think about that foundation?
Oh, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Like I've said before, I'm a little... ashamed to say I wasn't too familiar with this foundation prior to getting hurt, you know, and it mostly was military that he worked with. But man, his foundation is just absolutely incredible. We've spoken with Gary several times on the phone, and just the nicest guy you could ever meet. So we're absolutely blessed that they stepped in.
And I'm sorry, you said you've been in the home how long?
Since November.
Since November, so yeah, coming up on a year.
Yeah.
And you're pleased with it?
Oh, absolutely. More than pleased with it. I mean, it's way more than we could have ever wanted. So, like I said, I think we're just absolutely blessed that somebody would step in and do this for us.
Now, we're not too far from the police station. Do you still get to see the buddies?
I do. They stop by quite a bit, actually. When my crew goes on nights, we usually have a going back to nights party. They come up and play a little bit of poker at the house, hang out for a little bit, but they stop by pretty frequently.
Now, are you still going through therapy and stuff?
Sarah does a lot of my therapy here, but I go out to Craig once a year for a reevaluation, which we just actually went in April, so...
That's Colorado.
Yes, out in Colorado.
What'd you call it?
Craig Hospital. Craig Hospital. Yes. So we'll probably be back out there next spring.
Okay, so about once a year now.
Yes, yes.
You know, based on what you've been through, I mean, would you go through it again? Is this something, do you have regrets, what would you?
You know, I would absolutely not give up the career for anything. And luckily, I've had so much support through it all. The community is absolutely incredible. So, you know, if it happened again, the way that everybody stood behind me was just, that's what helped me push through it all, is having the support that I had. And Sarah's just absolutely incredible. She's by my side all the time. So if I have a bad day, she's right there with me to cheer me up. And you know, we're working through it.
So Sarah, that's a good segue to talk to you about how has this been on you?
I mean, obviously life-changing. It's, you know, we pretty much, any plans we had have changed, but, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. You just get a new direction and push that way. But like he said, the support with us, the police department, the community, you know, everywhere we go around here, everyone is smiling, wanting to say hi, wanting to say thank you, checking on us. You know, the support is just, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, we're doing so well because of all of that support.
And Michael, I wanted to ask you too about getting out in the community. Have you been able to get out and about?
I do, yeah. We try to do quite a bit and see everybody. You know, we absolutely enjoy it when people come up and say hi to us, getting to know people that were there behind us. So, yeah, we try to stay out and stay active in the community.
kind of along the same lines of that question I asked earlier, what would be your advice? Like, my son is college age. He was thinking of a law enforcement career. He still is. What is your advice to somebody who might pursue that?
Well, just be prepared. You know, anything can happen. Obviously, it's kind of few and far between that something this extent happens, although it's getting quite a bit more common now, but you just have to be prepared, be ready for it, you know.
Well, let's expand on that, that you just mentioned, that you think police are more targeted these days?
It seems to be that way, you know. When I first got in law enforcement, it seemed pretty rare, you know, it happened, but it didn't seem as common when I first got in. Now it just seems like every time the news gets turned on, you hear about another police officer shot or injured in the line of duty. So, yeah, I do. I think it is kind of escalating a little bit.
Go back to the notes. You know, you stayed in touch with the Baldwin officers. I was wondering, too, about what's the most frustrating thing about all this? What do you miss the most?
I think just being able to interact with my buddies and my friends. You know, they still come over, and all my friends are awesome. They all step in and help me out and do whatever they need to do. But I miss just being able to just take off with them and go do things, you know. I miss being able to travel. I miss being able to just jump in the car and take off on them days off work. I think, honestly, one of the things that bothers me the most is that I can't work anymore. I enjoyed working so much, and then being with the guys at the police department, we were all so close, you know. And like I said, they still come up a lot, but I would love to be back on the road with them, no doubt.
How long had you been with the force?
With Baldwin, I've only been with them. I was with them about a year and a half before I got hurt. And then I was with the DeSoto Police Department since 2007.
Okay. And how old are you now?
I'm 34.
You're 34 now.
Yes.
Okay. And can you give me an example of, can you talk to Alexa from here?
Yeah, I can.
For an example kind of thing.
Here we can. Alexa, turn off living room.
Okay.
And then she'll turn off the TV, and then we'll do the same thing. Alexa, turn on living room.
Okay.
And then she'll turn the TV back on.
Or
we can do Alexa, turn on Welcome Home.
Okay.
Then she'll turn on all the lights. So when we come through the door, we can tell her to turn on Welcome Home, and she'll turn on the TV and turn on all the lights for us. So it's absolutely incredible what technology does.
It helps a lot.
Oh, in our situation, it absolutely does. You know, I'm not constantly yelling for Sarah to change the channel for me. I can have a few program channels here. I can take care of myself, so it makes it easier for Sarah.
And what are the other features of the home? I didn't touch on those, the actual features that were made exclusively for you.
The main things are the wider hallways and doors. There is no carpet in the house, which helps with transfers if I have to use a portable lift, although we have actual ceiling lifts in the house. But the main thing is the wider doorways, the wider hallways. It just everything's spread out more, so I can get around easier.
Okay. I think that's everything I had. Can I get a quick picture of you to
absolutely.
For the website?
Absolutely.